Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Death Notice by Zhao Hao Hui. Published by Head of Zeus in 2018, today's book is all about judgment, corruption, and power. 18 years ago, two people were killed after receiving death notices, a slip of paper outlining their crimes and their forthcoming date of execution. The person making the judgment called themselves Eumenides. Now, a new user on an internet forum has started asking the public to submit names for execution. The user's handle is also Eumenides. Has the serial killer resurfaced after 18 years, or is it a copycat? When a cop is killed who is connected to the original investigation, a group of police and experts is formed to look into the murder, including a police psychology lecturer and Pei, a captain from a different province who was involved in the original crimes as a cadet. The task force, headed up by the pig-headed Captain Han, try all the new methods of modern policing to stop the death notices from being fulfilled. But their profiling, their online surveillance, and their quick response teams fail to stop the new Eumenides from fulfilling the death sentences. The killer seems to be one step ahead of them. And the investigative team begin to distrust one another, suspecting a mole, or perhaps one of them is in fact the killer. As they trawl through the past, which is more painful for some than others, they get no closer to answering their questions. Who is the killer, and why have they returned after 18 years? And most importantly, who will be the next person to receive a death notice? Death Notice is a smart, fast-paced, addictive thriller set in Chengdu. The action is cinematic and page-turning as the police race against the clock to stop the murders before they happen. It has all the tropes of a great police thriller, but without seeming cliched or contrived. The story twists and turns as the ineffective police delve back into the past to try and solve the current crime and prevent future deaths from happening. But when they poke into what happened 18 years ago, holes appear in the original investigation, and they begin to wonder if they know anything about what happened and Eumenides at all. Eumenides is a vigilante killer. They're not just killing off innocent people. Instead, they're playing the role of the judiciary, where the institutions can't or won't provide justice, and it can definitely be argued that the high-profile victims deserve to be punished. Pei, who was a police cadet during the last murders, had his whole life affected by what happened. But is even he telling the truth, and is his involvement in the investigation just as much about keeping an eye on him as getting his insights into the crime? Now, Death Notice was turned into one of the most highly successful TV series in China and is the first installment of a three-part series. So if you like high drama, fast-paced, slippery facts, vigilante killers and rewriting the past, you might like Death Notice by Zhao Hao Hui. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. If you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.